Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 3, The Entry into the Inner Countries, page 494-496. On these high shining backs falsehood could ride, truth lay with delight in error's passionate arms, gliding downstream in a blithe gilded barge, she edged her way. Savitri, Book 7, The Book of Yoga, Canto 3, The Entry into the Inner Countries, page 494-496. On these high shining backs falsehood could ride, truth lay with delight in error's passionate arms, gliding downstream in a blithe gilded barge, she edged her way with a magnificent lie. Here in life's nether realms all contraries meet, truth stares and does her works with bandaged eyes, and ignorance is wisdom's patron here. Those galloping hooves in their enthusiast speed could bear to a dangerous intermediate zone where death walks wearing a robe of deathless life. Or they enter the valley of the wandering gleam, whence captives or victims of the specious ray, souls trapped in that region never can escape. Agents, not masters, they serve life's desires, toiling forever in the snare of time. Their bodies born out of some nihil's womb, ensnare the spirit in the moment's dreams, then perish, vomiting the immortal soul out of matter's belly into the sink of naught. Yet some uncaught, unslain, can verily pass, carrying truth's image in the sheltered heart, pluck knowledge out of error's screening grip, break paths through the blind walls of little self, then travel on to reach a greater life. All this streamed past her and seemed to her vision's sight as if around a high and voiceless isle a clamor of waters from far unknown hills swallowed its narrow banks in crowding waves and made a hungry world of white wild foam. Hastening a dragon with a million feet, its foam and cry a drunken giant's din, tossing a mane of darkness into God's sky, it ebbed, receding into a distant roar. Then smiled again a large and tranquil air, blue heaven, green earth, partners of beauty's reign, lived as of old companions in happiness, and in the world's heart laughed the joy of life. All now was still, the soil shone dry and pure. Through it all she moved not, plunged not in the vain waves. Out of the vastness of the silent self, life's clamor fled, her spirit was mute and free. Then journeying forward through the self's wide hush, she came into a brilliant ordered space. There life dwelt parked in an armed tranquility. A chain was on her strong insurgent heart. Tamed to the modesty of a measured pace, she kept no more her vehement stride and rush. She had lost the careless majesty of her muse and the ample grandeur of her regal force. Curbed were her mighty palms, her splendid waist, sobered the revels of her back and play, cut down were her squanderings in desire's bazaar, coerced her despo, will her fancies dance. A cold stolidity bound the riot of sense, a royalty without freedom was her lot. The sovereign throned obeyed her ministers, her servants' mind and sense governed her house. Her spirit's bounds they cast in rigid lines, and guarding with a phalanx of armored rules, the reasons balanced reign, kept order and peace. Her will lived closed in adamant walls of law. Coerced was her force by chains that feigned to adorn. Imagination was present in a fort, her wanton and licentious favorite. Reality's poise and reason's symmetry were set in its place, sentineled by marshalled facts. They gave to the soul for throne a bench of law, for kingdom a small world of rule and line. The age's wisdom shriveled to scolious lines, shrank, patterned into a copybook device.